Josh Parr's had a pretty good weekend. He won the takeover target at Gosford on Kira on Friday and nearly knocked off Hooton. Nearly in the Magic Millions. He's with us now. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mate, so near but yet so far on Chauffeur by G's, a horse with some ability, isn't he?
Yeah, didn't we go close? He's such an exciting colt. To be honest, when we first went across the line, I was absolutely gutted that I hadn't won. I was come so close to winning, but fell short. But once the dust settled and I was able to really enjoy the experience of the Magic Millions and the fact that we ran so well in the big race.
Josh, what do you think his pet distance could be?
Oh, I'm certain that he'll, as a three-year-old, or maybe even a late two-year-old, but as a three-year-old, just seem really good over, say, a mile.
Now, Josh, on the weekend, you were back 12th at the 800. They were going like the clappers up front, Hootson up front. When you got to the turn and hooked out, you must have kept thinking, Hootson has got to stop and come back to me.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because as everyone's aware, they went really fast and Hootson did all the donkey work. And at the Gold Coast, when from the 400, you start to straighten up, and then there's another little kink in the rail, and then you're into the home straight. So just prior to getting into the home straight, I had a look up and I could see Hootson in my sights, and she was in front of the pack, obviously. And then we'd come around that last little bit of a bend and into the final home straight. And in that period of time, she'd put a couple of lengths on the horses that were around her and put a further two lengths on a gap in me. And I couldn't believe it, to be honest. I thought, how could a horse possibly go that fast for so long in a high-pressure two-year-old race and still be able to show a good turn of foot like that at the top of the straight? But when my horse started to really find top gear and rattle home, I didn't think I was going to pick it up.
Now, we looked at it, as I said, it's just a great ride, and you looked at the Champagne, this year, the size, they look like the two that had suit him, don't they?
Yeah, I think so, and I wouldn't write him off if the connections decided to go to the Golden Slipper. There's no way you could write him off. The horse has just got so much ability and a fantastic turn of foot. So, he's just a really exciting prospect.
Obviously, a lot of water's got to go under the bridge between now and then, but you wouldn't even rule out potentially a Derby as a three-year-old if he wanted to be trained a little bit more dour.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's, you know what, the restricted age races are like that. If they can stick on that little bit and show some ability also, then they're all possible winning chances.
Well, it's back to reality today. You're at Gosford. You get four rides. Final Gaze was a close second, pretty handy second last start. In the third, you're riding it. It's got to be a live chance, Josh.
Yeah, well, I've actually gained a bit of confidence this morning just going through the form one more time with this particular runner. It ran second to Tarson at Kembla, and Tarson was a huge run at Warwick Farm yesterday. So gaining a lot of confidence this morning on its form. It's just a little bit of light rain drizzling at Gosford, but hopefully that doesn't affect the track too much.
All right, Pinch Me, the top weight in the fourth. It's had a trial, a bit of a let-up on the trial. It's first up today, but it can race relatively handy.
Yeah, certainly. The day that I rode at Gosford, I raced just behind speed and only was narrowly beaten by Machine Gun Judd, who's performed very well since. So this man first up, I think, is a live chance, and just hopefully everything's in place with her.
The interesting ones, it's so obvious that you're riding in the fifth today. It's a first starter, a four-year-old, had two little preps of two lots of barrier trials. The second lot of trials looked like they were pretty handy.
Yeah, always interesting when a horse is having their first start so late into their course at this age. I'm not sure of the circumstances there, but as you said, the most recent trials have been pretty good. So, just a really interesting runner. I don't know a hell of a lot of it about it.
And Winslow, you ride in the seventh. You had the trials and then ran the Beaumont the other day. You look on paper, beaten 9.3, but the winner, Australiana, looks pretty smart, and it won by about six.
Yeah, well, that's right. It was just in a different race, wasn't it?
So
it'll be interesting to see how the form holds up around that particular horse and that race. One of Gay and Adrian's, they're always fit, which is a positive. I'll be able to ride this horse on speed, which often suits at Gosford. and hopefully we're around the mark.
What's the pick of them today, Josh? Can you separate them?
Yeah, I like the first one, race three, final gaze. I just like the form. I like the form of Tarsin. I think Tarsin could be a horse really on the rise. So we were able to, well, I didn't ride the horse, but it was able to run second to it last start. So, yeah, I'm going to run with that form.
All right, terrific. Well, good luck today, and you recovered from all the birthday celebrations yesterday?
Yeah, I got home from the track and I had to have a little nap by. I'm getting old, as they say, but that was a really enjoyable day, and I made a Facebook post of how humbling it is that the amount of the messages and phone calls and Facebook posts that I received yesterday to wish me happy birthday. It's really humbling. I appreciate it.
Well, you're a bit more fortunate than Brenton Abdullah. It was his birthday, and I think he finished up, poor Blake, with heat exhaustion.
Yeah, he wasn't coping too well yesterday, so hopefully he's back on track soon.
Yeah, good on you, Josh. All the best, mate. Good to catch up.
Thanks, guys.